Vaping laws pass Parliament and traditional owners have a win in Victoria. Hello, I'm Stephen Clark with the latest from NIRS News. The federal government's latest iteration of anti-vaping laws have passed Parliament, as Adam Evans reports.
The federal government had hoped to implement laws that would make vaping products only available through a prescription. However, a deal with the Greens to get the bill through Parliament effectively watered down the legislation. From July 1, vapes containing nicotine can only be legally sold by pharmacies to people who have a prescription from their doctor, while from October 1, anyone over the age of 18 will be able to buy a vape over the counter at a pharmacy without a prescription. The only flavours that will be available will be mint, menthol or tobacco. Amendments to the legislation also mean that those caught with vapes for personal use will not be prosecuted. The number of vapes that qualify for personal use has been set at 9. Law enforcement will instead focus on retailers selling illegally imported vaping products.
Traditional owners in Victoria have successfully challenged a license that would have permitted a culturally significant river to be dammed and diverted for a private hydroelectric power plant. In 2017, cattle station owner Greg Salter applied for a license to build a weir across the Rubicon River in order to take and use up to half of its annual flow for a power station on his property. The river is also home to Camp Jungai, an important meeting place and cultural centre for Aboriginal communities since the 1970s, and an ancestral ceremonial site prior to colonisation. Tunnerong Land and Waters Council Chief Executive Matthew Burns told NIRS they only learned about the plan late last year.
Is it a fit and proper use to dam a public waterway for a one-person private use? We don't think that's a proper purpose. And then when we consider, you know, cultural values, cultural responsibilities as traditional owners to care for country, to have reciprocity with country, to ensure that country is going to be providing for not only our people, but all people that live on Tunnerong country, that's a responsibility that we hold deeply. And we don't think this is consistent with that.
A decision about the river will now return to the Water Board. We'll have more after this.
When someone was sharing intimate images without my permission and threatening me online, I didn't know what to do. One of my aunties told me about the online safety laws and helped me report the abuse to esafety.gov.au. The laws help to keep people safe from severe online abuse and help to remove dangerous online content. Go to esafety.gov.au to learn more or to report online abuse. Authorised by the Australian Government, Canberra.
New research has revealed almost half of young adult men are consistently drinking at risky levels. The findings from a decade-long study also found more than 1 in 10 Australian men aged 18 to 29 consume around 9 standard drinks per occasion. Institute of Family Studies senior researcher Constantine Gasser says an unhealthy relationship with alcohol tends to start early in life.
Unless these men make a conscious decision to reduce their alcohol consumption, unhealthy drinking can affect work performance and relationships, along with their physical and mental health.
In big news for space lovers, a Chinese spacecraft has brought back to Earth the first ever samples taken from the far side of the moon. The unmanned capsule landed back down in Mongolia this week after a successful mission of almost 2 months. China also became the first country to land on the far side of the moon in 2019. Dr. Malcolm Davis from the Australian Strategic Policy Institute told the ABC China now has a record of developing a presence on the moon.
Is indicative of China moving ahead quite rapidly with its space program that now includes ambitions towards getting taikonauts, i.e. Chinese astronauts, on the lunar surface before 2030 or by 2030. The US Artemis program, which is seeking to return US astronauts back to the moon, is currently facing a series of delays. And so the possibility is that whilst we're not in a space race at the present time, it could easily turn into a space race later in this decade.
And back home in sport, set for a second consecutive sellout crowd in a landmark women's State of Origin sider, it'd be easy for any player to feel overawed. But the Sky Blues have a trump card up their sleeve to give them the upper hand as they prepare to take on the Maroons in the first ever Game 3 in the series history tonight. Mindset coach Dan Hassler, who's worked with the All Blacks and NRL teams including Penrith and Cronulla, has been called in by New South Wales to mentally steel them for the do-or-die clash. To stay up to date with NIRS news, follow us on Twitter or Instagram, like us on Facebook and visit our website at nirs.org.au.
Not sure who to turn to for legal advice?
Want someone who knows what you and your mob need?
And need to find someone you can trust?
call Marawa Law.
They are the nation's leading independent Indigenous legal firm and the legal advisor of choice for government, business and traditional owner groups in the commercial and Indigenous law sector.
They are 100% Indigenous owned and help their clients with the right advice in native title, joint ventures, leasing, property and lots more.
Visit marawalaw.com.au or call today on 07 404 13088. Choose a law firm that understands you.
Marawa Law. Station sponsor.
Little things, big things grow. From little things, big things grow.
There's a simple private and free test you can do to detect early signs of bowel cancer. If you're over 50, you should receive a screening kit in the mail every 2 years. You can also order a kit online or talk with your health worker. It's important to do the test as soon as you can. Too many of our mob are getting sick from bowel cancer. That's why I did the test and encouraged my community to do it too. If found early, almost all bowel cancers can be treated. Screening for bowel cancer can help you stay strong and healthy for yourself, your family and community. For more information, have a yarn with your health worker or visit indigenousbowelscreen.com.au.
Station sponsor.
Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416.
Back with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you Delhi mob. Welcome back to your Yarny Circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, and I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Indigenous Radio Service. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. Number you need to call. You can text a brother as well, 045-714-0550. That's the text number, 045-714-0550. Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. And I'd like to take this opportunity to acknowledge traditional owners of the land where we broadcast from. Thank you very much. And to all our traditional owners across the beautiful country, I was welcome Black, National Talk Black. Have you seen Yan Upstrong, your mob, 1-800-422-416.
Inna ne gappu anna, ula, 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 ipie. Guana, 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 gua. Guana, 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 gua. Inna ne gappu anna.
Yeah, beautiful track there. Lovely voice. Titters, in a name, here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416, number you need to call. Yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. Yarn Up Strong, that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Now, free workforce planning micro-credential course for small and medium businesses. We're going to catch up a yarn there with Jim Varghese, AM Board Chair, for this deadly space, and we do have Jim on the line. Jim, good morning. How are you?
I'm very well, and yourself?
I'm well. Thank you very much. Thank you for coming to the program.
No, my pleasure.
Who your mob were you from, Jim?
I am the chair of Jobs Queensland.
Yes. And you're based where?
And, I'm based in Brisbane.
Okay, fantastic.
I have a number of other roles, obviously, different hats.
Yes.
So I'm also the chair of the Springfield City Group board, and on the Parliamentary Remuneration Committee,
okay.
And a few other hats. Yeah.
Good. Spinning a few plates there, my friend.
I do indeed. Yes, thank you. Very busy.
Fantastic. Well, if you want something done, give it to a busy person.
Yeah. Ah, well, it's good to be busy then, not, isn't it?
Exactly.
As long as I do my daily morning meditation, I'm fine.
There you go. Yes.
I'm also the male patron of the Lockhart River Puya Foundation.
Okay, right. Yeah.
I've been associated with that community for 20 years.
Yes, beautiful.
When I was in government as government champion, and then as deputy chair of the foundation, and now they asked me to be the male patron. Quinton Branch is the female patron.
Yes. All right, fantastic. So we're talking about free workforce planning, micro-credential courses for small and medium businesses. So we're talking about all industries, no matter what business, and we're talking First Nation business owners, is that right?
Yep, we're talking the whole gamut. We'll refer to them broadly as the workforce planning in that context. So very happy to talk through that.
Yep, fantastic. So these courses, is this the first time this has happened, or how do people apply, and what sort of credentials do they need as such?
Well, I think the best way to look at it is that Jobs Queensland, as we're well known, we've just partnered, for example, with the University of Sunshine Coast to help businesses grow their skills and capability in workforce planning.
Yes.
So in that alone, we provide a free course that equips businesses to develop a workforce plan. And this is important regardless of their size or experience. And if any persons are listening, you can always check the University of Southern Queensland website. Huh?
Mm, yes.
So I guess your really question is then, how does this course relate to all businesses in all industries?
Yeah.
And the answer is yes, it is open to businesses from all industries.
Okay.
So as an organization, we know businesses across the state are experiencing with labor market challenges, what I call the job cycle particularly, which is why Jobs Queensland has partnered with the University of Sunshine Coast to offer the workforce planning for business courses.
Okay.
For free, and this is important, for free for all Queensland registered businesses regardless of the industry they're working. So to put that in context, we have over 220 micro, small and medium-sized organisations across Queensland that have already completed the training, and over 50 are currently enrolled in the CAIRNS course.
Okay, fantastic. And we're talking different, the courses deliver different departments of a business, say like marketing, accounts, all that sort of stuff?
Can cover the range of it, but essentially, just to give an example of that one, if you are in fact a full-time business operator or even a part-time operator, you can register the business and you're welcome to enroll. So we know part-time operators are thinking about their business growth and how they plan for a future workforce, so there are no restrictions on the hours of operation in that regard. So from our point of view, if you ask the question, do the business owners need any qualifications to apply for the course? That is a question I get asked a fair bit. And the answer is no, and this is important. The great thing about the course is no previous experience or qualification is needed to enroll or complete it. It's entirely accessible for Queensland registered businesses. And to answer your specific question, when you do enroll for it, do you receive a certificate of some kind? The answer is yes.
Yes.
If they complete the modules and submit assessment items, they're eligible for a certificate of completion and a credit for one elective course in the University of Sunshine Coast Graduate Certificate in Business Administration.
Okay.
So for those just wanting to learn how to develop a workforce plan and don't want a qualification, they don't need to do the assessment at all.
Okay.
The assessment is not mandatory but can lead to further study if they wish to pursue that option.
Sure. Well, knowledge is power. More knowledge you can get, it's about running a business, is a powerful iron in the fire, so to speak. And are we talking about a minimum or maximum there, Jim? Can like 2-3 people from the business go to the course, or how's that work?
Yeah, no, there's no reason why they can't. We just look through the capacity and capability as we move it through.
Yes.
It's open to all. And one thing very good about this all is the ability and adaptability so that we do make it available to to businesses in a way that's easy to access.
Yes.
And it's great to have this with the University of Sunshine Coast and also the Cairns Coast, which we had over 15 rolled.
Yes.
And just the fact that we've got 220 macro, small and medium-sized organisations already completed the training tells you a lot. Huh?
Fantastic.
And we've got 50 currently enrolled in Cairns.
Good, good. So where do people apply? And have they already missed a boat for this next set of course? Or
no, they can apply, get onto that website, as I said before.
Yep.
unisc.edu.au @WPB
okay.
for the details.
Yep.
And that will allow them to either go online or study in person.
Okay.
And
good.
It's open to all industries.
Yes.
So, yeah, so I totally go for it. So from our point of view, in terms of what we're on about, Jobs Queensland is on about helping to secure a skilled and resilient workforce for Queensland's future.
Mm.
And therefore, under that sort of policy framework, the course is based on Jobs Queensland's free Workforce Planning Connect resources.
Yep.
Which is now available on the Jobs Queensland website. So I'd also recommend you look at the Jobs Queensland website,
okay.
and that'll give you further information.
Fantastic.
Today we found
yep.
that quite helpful.
Yeah, I think, look, it's a great vehicle, and thank you very much for sharing. Listen, all the best. So people can go check out the webpage, all the www.usc.edu.au/WPB.
B, yep.
All right, fantastic.
And also look at the Jobs Queensland website as every show.
Okay, beautiful. Well, nice talking with you, Jim. Thank you very much, and all the best.
Thank you.
Stay warm. We'll talk
thank
soon,
you.
My friend.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
I look forward to reconnecting in the future. Bye.
Sounds good. A beautiful yonder. Jim Vagies, his name is, AM, Board Chair of the Workforce Planning and Connect. Resources there with USC. So do check it out, all the W's, .usc.edu.au/WPB for free workforce planning, micro-credential courses for small and medium businesses. To Delhi, knowledge is power. Get educated, you might, but knowledge in actual fact is potential power. You still got to act on that knowledge, don't you? Like a person who's been 9 years in university, 15 years in university, and got about 5 degrees. Are you going to use that information? Or as a professional student is what I'm saying. Get the knowledge and then act on the knowledge is what I'm saying. Have your say. Jan Upstrong here, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Hey, what get on your mob? It's me, Bushtaka Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
I try to keep an open mind, but it's floating in between the city lights. How can that be? Living on a rock my whole life, I can't stand dwelling on a thought like this. I need to show what I got to be better. I got the blue, 'cause the good time will last forever. Well, I got something new.
I got something new.
You gotta keep pushing to get where you wanna be. Do what you gotta do. Be who you wanna be. Show.
I need to show.
Show what I got to be better.
Show what I got. Show what I got to be better.
I need to show.
Ain't got time to
listen.
Ain't got time to
you did for me.
Doing what you did for me.
Realize if you go out of your way. Skip a few fears and listen to the rhythm chanting in your ears.
I like him out.
Show what I got to be better.
Yeah, bigger, better, stronger. Danny Barney, big shout out, my brother. I hope you're well. And to Deadly Bullet, this is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong? Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Yarn with the Bullywan, Trevor, Tim, Trinity, Trev, Murray from McCurry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. And that deadly number here is 1-800-422-416. Have you say your mob. Now, Port of Newcastle wakes up to another activist blockade. The Port of Newcastle has woken up another blockade by a climate activist. And yesterday, four people in three separate operations interrupted the machinations of the world's largest coal port. The activists are representatives of the network called Blockade Australia, which aims to highlight Australia's complicity in driving climate collapse. Look, we're going to catch up a yarn with Naomi Shine and Jackson Reed on this issue. On the line. Good morning. You there, Naomi?
Yes, hello.
Hello. And Jackson, you there?
Yeah, good morning. How are you, Trevor?
I'm well. Good morning. Thank you for coming to the program. Tell us what hats you guys wear in regard to the activists here.
Could you repeat the question, sorry?
So what hats do you wear? Where do you sit in this situation regarding the blockade?
Oh, okay. Well, We're on the media team at the moment, so we're just trying to amplify and get out, you know, the messages.
Sure. Oh, yep.
Is this live now?
Yep, we're live now, talking, yes.
Okay, yeah.
And so shed some light then. Explain what's going on there and what's the vision? What's the vision for the activists? And we're talking, well, the Port of Newcastle, aren't we?
Yeah, there's been seven actions blocking the infrastructure, the rail line, the bridges and the coal trains have been backed up. There's, when the people jump up on the coal train, they're saying, like, look, the train's kilometres long, there's just tons and tons of coal there.
Sure.
And it's been blocking its tracks, literally.
And how long has this been going on for, Naomi?
Since Monday,
okay, right, yep. How many people in the blockade?
Yeah, so it's a large network of people all working together.
Okay.
So far there's been seven people arrested and, you know, who knows, there's probably more coming up because, you know, Blockade Australia is really focusing on this idea of sustained action, thinking if we're going to be able to change things, we really need to give it a big go, you know, and shut them down for as long as possible.
Sure. Okay. And, of course, no injuries at this stage?
No injuries. We're doing everything we can to keep people safe. And it's, you know, peaceful direct action, but it's peaceful and strong, you know. We want to get in the way of this system, which we know is hurting the land, hurting the ecosystems and affecting people all around the globe. So, yeah, we're keeping ourselves safe, but still at the same time knowing we've got to get in the way of this, you know, brutal system that's here on this continent.
And you got a vision? Have you got a time limit to the blockade and how long you're going to be running? And, what's the end result?
Well, if we tell you, we might have to delete you. So
thank you. There you go.
But the plan is definitely for sustained action.
Yeah, sure.
To really get that message out that there's so many people in the world who know that infinite growth is not sustainable for Earth's ecosystems, and really to get that message to people to join us, really. Governments aren't listening. They're not going to listen. They're in the lap of corporations. Corporations have more power than anyone on Earth at this time and in the world anyway. The Earth is so beautiful, and people want to join together, find our action work details, sign up, get active, get interested in your home community.
Sure. And look, I always say that the governments of the world are looking at life on planet Mars, but we need to look after this planet first, is what I'm picking up with you guys, yes?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Well said, you know. And we're so lucky to be on this continent, which has such amazing biodiversity and, you know, such an amazing culture stretching back a long time. And, you know, we feel really inspired by that, and, you know it's urgent to protect that and try and prioritize those old ways of living versus this new crazy colonial mentality that's, you know, came here on a boat. So, yeah, it's really, really awesome for us to be able to get that message out and talk to you guys up there.
Well, Mother Earth is screaming out. We've got global climate is real, and we need to do what we need to do to protect Mother Earth.
For sure, I think this is a mob of really caring people and who want to support First Nations solidarity. And also, we just love nature, love the earth, and that the world is not loving that. The world is callous and fucked.
is looking after the country. It's looking at Mother Earth, isn't it, you know, and supporting it any way we can. And we've got to get it together, don't we?
Yeah, exactly. Well said.
So how long have you guys been a part of the blockade?
Well, I've spent quite a bit of time in different campaigns trying to protect forests and then also trying to stop, like, projects like the Adani mine and this kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But what really, like, captured me about the Blockade Australia was saying, you know, there's so much going on this continent, so many places under threat. How can we be most effective? Where can we be most effective? And the idea of coming to somewhere like Newcastle and shutting it down for a long time, it's really important part. You know, it's one of Australia's biggest ports. So much, you know, coal is coming through there, so much money, that if all of us, you know, centralize there and shut it down and say, we see this destruction going on and we're not going to stop these actions until we're seeing real change, until we're seeing this destruction stop and, you know, power coming back to communities, power coming back to people who are in touch with the country. So, yeah, you know, I've been involved for a couple of years and hopefully going to be involved for a lot longer, as long as it takes, until we, you know, start to move in the same direction, you know, out of this madness that you've been talking about.
Sure. Well, thank you for sharing. And like I said, you're speaking for, like, Mother Earth, who really can't speak. But when it's hurting Mother Earth, and the power of Mother Nature, yeah, responds, and sometimes could be through floods, could be through fire, could be through cyclones, whatever the case may be. So we need to take on board what Mother Earth is saying.
Oh, for sure, absolutely.
Well, thanks for sharing, Naomi, and thank you, Jackson. Stay safe, and please keep in touch.
Oh, such a pleasure to talk with you. Yeah, well, it's very likely going to be more actions coming up. So if you ever want an update, you know where we are. Give us a ring and good luck with everything.
All right, take care. All the best. Bye-bye.
Thanks, mate.
Adeliane, Naomi Shine and Jackson Reed, and part of the blockade activists, their port of Newcastle. And they created another blockade by climate activists. That's who they are. And protecting Mother Nature. So this has been going on for a while, and they've got a vision to halt all mining in regarding coal. There it is. Have you seen Yanup Strong? Add to the conversation here. National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. We'll be right back. Yeah, Too Deadly, Deadly track there, Coloured Stone, No More Boomerang, here on your Deadly program, National Talk Black. Have your say, Yarn Up Strong. Deadly number here is 1-800-422-416. Call that number, Yarn Up, with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. Coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. All right, now, here we are in the 21st century, but we'll understand cyber security experts shares tips on how to spot a scam as Australians targeted more than ever. In 2023, reports of scams in Australia jumped up by 18.5% compared to 2022. And text messaging remains a scammer's favourite way to target Aussies, with over 109,000 SMS scams reported in the last year, making a 37% increase, which is way too many. We're going to catch up a yarn now with our Telstra cyber security expert, and that's Darren Pawley. We have Darren online. Good morning, Darren.
G'day, how are you going?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Where are you based, Darren?
Thanks for having me.
Where are you based, mate?
I'm down in Melbourne.
Melbourne, all right. So here we are. Numbers are high, making a 37% increase in regarding SMS scams. Reported in the last year. So, look, how do we protect ourselves? What do we need to do? And let's talk about this space, my friend. Please, Darren.
Yeah, sounds great. Sounds great. So, yes, it's definitely, you know, the numbers are unfortunately on the up, as they always are, and they're getting more scammers, that is. They're getting more inventive, as are the defenders.
Professionals, aren't they? Professionals.
yeah. It's a bit of... No, it's often said that it's a cat and mouse thing, and that's really apt across all of security. It really is. So yeah, there's a whole bunch of things that people could do to stay safe.
Okay.
And to keep it simple, I think the most important thing that people can do is to be mindful of anything unexpected, any communication, phone call, message, whatever it is that they didn't expect.
Sure. And when we're talking about scammers, they could be hiding behind bigger companies, whether it be Medicare, whether it be a bank organization, Telstra even, what have you, just getting information off the individual.
Yeah, so it's old school swindling. So I spoke to the Country Women's Association. I speak to them on and off over time.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the youngest person in the room might have been 35. I think the oldest was tipping just over 100.
Sure.
And I was asking them, right? I was asking them to talk to me about the scams that they saw when they were kids, you know? And it was fascinating, kind of snake oil salesman and all this sort of stuff. Loved it. And I made the analogy that the kind of sense, you know, I asked them, why did you know they were a scam? And you know, various reasons and that. But really, it came down to a bit of gut instinct, you know? You kind of realise something's off. Maybe when you're going overseas, I went over to Europe, people doing, you know, cup and ball things on the side of the road, all that kind of stuff. So if you can apply that sense of logic to digital, which is hard because you can't see someone, so you lose that.
Sure.
But a bit of that gut instinct, and I think that comes into play,
Yeah, fantastic. And look before you leave, but like you said, something that's out of the ordinary. If a text comes out of the blue, don't know this person, don't know what they're asking for, that in itself, alarm bells should be going off, yes?
Yes, absolutely. So we saw some scammers using, you know, this AI stuff that's been kicking around. They were using that to, instead of, you know, to sound a little bit different. And they were using, you know, local Aussie lingo. They were saying, g'day, cobber, oi, mate. I kind of overcooked it a bit.
Yeah, gotcha.
And they were sending messages out from, you know, some of the big companies.
Sure.
As they do. That's why they target the big companies, because that's generally where we shop, and, you know, the real telcos and banks and stuff. So, So, you know, the kind of things, it's important that you don't get too comfortable thinking you know what scams look like, and just think, did I think that is, you know, regardless of the offer, did I expect, you know, Telstra, Coles or Combank or whatever it is to say that thing to me, even if it's a phone call?
And exactly.
So, and always be comfortable to hang up, always, and call back.
Well, especially if they're asking for details as well, eh?
Sorry?
Especially if they're asking for details and personal details, you know?
100%.
Then the self-alarm's going off. And the other thing is what sort of comes to my mind is to what is the hot topic at the moment in and around our space, you know, like whether it be COVID-19, whether it be Black Lives Matter, whether it be nuclear waste, whatever, they'll jump on any scam, any vehicle, so to speak, to do their scam work, don't they?
Sure, dude. I had so many COVID-19 down in Melbourne, right?
Yes.
I had so many COVID SMS back then, tons of them. And
exactly.
Normally they love sticking on the big brands because they work.
Yep.
And they work, but they don't work on people who are silly or stupid. They work on you and me and the smartest person in the room when we're tired and distracted.
Yeah, they're tired, distracted, and catch people who are vulnerable or not thinking right,
Yep.
Yes, exactly.
Yes. So never feel... It's a hard thing. My heart bleeds for the victims. I hate reading those stories because they're just so, heartbreaking. Best thing is if you watch out for anything you didn't expect. Talk to your friends and family about it. Talk to your communities. Those sorts of things. Really, really important stuff. Those grassroots things are the way to stay safe. Yeah.
Darren, what sort of things can happen when if they get your information? They can get money out of your bank. Things like that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. I read a story the other day, one of the big banks. I couldn't believe it. And I had to read the figure a few times. It was something in the order of $1.3 million.
Whoa.
Right? It was a daughter and her elderly mother, and it was the retirement and all this from, I don't know what it was, investments or real estate or something. She lost that.
Oh, wow.
And
never ever got it back. Once you lose it, you lose it. Because a lot of these people are from overseas too, aren't they?
Yes. And so money's a complicated thing, but with time... You know, the first, if you ever think you've lost money, or if you hang up and you think, oh, should I have done that? The first thing you do, as fast as you can, you ring your bank, you tell them everything.
Yep.
They've got a lot of levers they can pull, and they need time. Time is of the essence.
Time
so
is
always
the,
call
time is the
first.
Tool. Time's on you. Time is the tool, and you need to get time on your side.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And whether it's bank or whether it's personal details or a password, just call them.
Yep.
Is the best thing to do, and they can do they'll do their best to kind of claw back your money. Yeah.
Well, like I said, we're living in the 21st century, and your yarn there with the elders from the QCWA, gave me information on how they were scammed face-to-face with people back in the day. Well, here we have now technology and your phones and what have you, and SMSs and emails, what have you. We all need to be alert, hey?
Yep, definitely. And feel, I'd love for people to feel a sense of empowerment. It does feel... like things are a bit out of control, and it is the Wild West a little bit out there, but our phones are secure things. They're normally, if you've got a newer phone, like last couple of years, especially if you've got an iPhone, these are safe things. They're good things to use.
Yeah, gotcha.
And then if we just avoid those messages and those phone calls, get real good at hanging up, be polite, all that kind of stuff.
Yep.
Hang up, call back, and that kind of stuff, that will keep you safe, not only today, but tomorrow and the next day, right?
Well, if the text has come from the so-called company Telstra, hang up and then ring Telstra direct and you find out.
That's it.
That's
the way to do it. And, often companies, we have apps. So if your listeners are fine with using apps and they like apps and things, they're a real safe space because they're all controlled, those little apps. Anything outside of it, you ignore it. Phone calls, whatever, don't worry about it.
Exactly.
But
Darren,
otherwise,
good words. Good
words.
Thanks for sharing, Darren. You take care. All the best and we'll yarn soon, my friend.
Good on you, Trev. Cheers, mate.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
There it is. That's Darren Pulley. His name is Telstra Cyber Security Expert. So the cyber security expert shares tips on how to spot a scam as Australians are targeted more than ever. So there it is. And we have an increase of scams, 37%, which is sad, which is a lot of numbers. We're talking about 109,000 SMS scams have been reported. So take care. You might be safe. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. No scam here. Give me a call. Have you say 1-800-422-416. Yeah, I'm with the bully one here. Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, and we're live here at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns in Yidinji country. BBM, Bumber Bip Media, 98.7 FM, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Hi, I'm Joe Madden, Director of Child and Family in Far North Queensland. My department is responsible for the child protection system here in Far North Queensland. We work to support parents and protect children when there is evidence of abuse and neglect. Children and young people who can't live safely at home rely on other families coming forward to open their hearts and their homes to care for them. Fostering kinship care is the heart and soul of our child protection system. My hope today is to provide a better understanding of the critical need for more members of the community to consider becoming foster or kinship relationship carers. In 2022-23 year, there was an average of 600 approved carer families in Far North Queensland, which is fantastic. However, we really need more. In the same year, around 1,300 children were living away from home in the region. In other words, they weren't able to live with their families. Most of these were First Nations children. Of these First Nations children, 70% were in home-based care, such as foster or kinship care. However, this means 30%, or around 300 children, were not in foster or kinship care. They were in residential care or other care arrangements. For some young people, residential care is the right place for them because of their individual circumstances. This can include complex needs such as disabilities, and they get great care and support. But what we know is there are far too many very young First Nations children in residential care, and this is not what we want to see. We believe they should be living safely with foster and kinship care families in the community. And we believe this would give these little ones a better chance to thrive, learn and grow up strong in culture and life skills. So today we're asking members of the community to not wait to be asked. We would love for you to put your hand up because there are little ones who need you to come forward today. If you can help, please express an interest to us or to the local foster and kinship care agency in becoming a carer. Once you come forward, you will then receive information on the process, what's needed, and the allowances and the support that you'll receive. We know this might seem daunting to begin with, but we can assure you that agencies are there to train and support foster and kinship carers so they're not alone in doing this important job. Today, we have representatives from our culturally appropriate foster and kinship care service at Wootchopperin. Child Safety funds the organisation to recruit, train and support First Nations foster and kinship carers in Far North Queensland. Karen is able to talk more about the work they do and the support that's available for foster and kinship carers.
Here is an important message from Wootchopperin.
Hi, I'm Karen Salam. I manage the Foster and Kinship Care Service of Wootchopperin Health Service. Are you passionate about making a difference in an Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander child's life? Across North Queensland, there is an urgent need for more kinship, foster and relief carers for our Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children. Every day, children are being removed from their homes due to harm, neglect or family crisis. What is Wootchopperin's Foster and Kinship Care Service? Wootchopperin's Foster and Kinship Care Service provides support to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander carers, opening their lives and homes to children in times of need. Our placement support workers work with the community to identify safe, caring and loving homes for long or short periods of time that will also provide strong family and cultural connections. Why be a kinship, foster or relief carer? By becoming a Wootchopperin kinship, foster or relief carer, you will help keep Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children and young people safe during a challenging time in their lives. As a priority, and through your guidance, support and care, you will help our kids stay with or continue to be connected to their family, culture and community and reach their full potential. Being a carer is highly rewarding and makes an enormous difference to the lives of our young people. Carers are also celebrated and acknowledged for their dedication at events like the Foster and Kinship Carers Week. We are here to guide you. Wootchopperin's placement support staff works with carers every step of the way to support them on their journey. Carers will also have access to support and become equipped with new skills and knowledge to help provide care for our children. Additionally, carers receive support and training. Our staff are on call and there is a carer allowance which you can access. If you decide to become a carer, you will have a team of Aboriginal and or Torres Strait Islander workers to help you with any issues and provide strength in times of need. They will be there to celebrate the wins with you and help you move through the challenging times together. What's the next step? Our dedicated team will take you through every part of the process in becoming a carer. So if you are interested and ready to make a difference for our children, call Wootchopperin on 40801080 to learn more.
Yanda banapi bamanda, yanda bakat yanda bamanda. We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor, Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416, 98.7 FM, BBM.
Shot like to be a blue eagle with one. To the rock, no zombie, but in that tamur, cop in the sun.
Your daily track there, Blake Mullet, Atumis Rhymes, here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong? 1-800-422-416, number you need to call. Yarn Up with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yindinji Country, BBM Bunbury Bit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. All right, we're going to catch up a yarn now with Peter Cooley, our CEO of First Hand Solutions and director of the Art Fair, the National Indigenous Art Fair, founded by First Hand Solutions Aboriginal Corporation and held on Gadigal Country at the Overseas Passenger Terminal, The Rocks. And we have Peter on the line. Peter, good morning. How are you?
G'day, Trevor. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before That's we start, okay. brother, let the mob know who your mob were you from.
I'm from La Perouse here on Bidjigal Country, proud Bidjigal man from the Aboriginal community here.
Beautiful.
South of the Sydney CBD, so right on the foreshore of Botany Bay, which is 10 minutes east of Sydney Airport.
Yep, beautiful. Thank you very much. National Indigenous Art Fair, so that's happening Thursday. That's happening very soon, coming up, yes?
Yes, we've got the National Indigenous Art Fair this Saturday and Sunday at the Overseas Passenger Terminal in Circular Quay, so right on the water in Sydney Harbour.
Look, a great platform for Indigenous art. We have something similar up here in Cairns with CIAF, Cairns Indigenous Art Fair. It's a fantastic vehicle, isn't it, for our artists, /entrepreneurs, my friend?
Absolutely. I mean, it's about bringing our people into the marketplace, into the economy, and Sydney's a big one, you know, and we're very proud to be able to bring remote artists and art centres from around Australia and, you know, remote New South Wales as well to you know, come into the city and take up the, you know, the cruise ship terminal and bring in the people that can come in and connect with those artists and art centres and browse and buy their works, mate.
And we'll take anybody's money, won't we?
Well, that's the idea, is getting people along that are interested in that and, you know, obviously investing in purchasing some quality, authentic artworks, mate. And, supporting all the artists who have put a lot of effort into producing that work and a lot of effort into finding their way to Sydney.
Yeah, it's a platform for our culture to be explained, to be shared, to be educated. Peter, how long has the National Indigenous Art Fair been running for, mate?
Since 2018, and yes, it's a really important platform, mate, you know, where people can come along and meet the artists, you know, learn their stories, you know, why they do what they do, where they come from, you know, the culture, where they come from, and you know, really, really connect with those. And, you know, the benefits of that, you know, are wide-ranging in, you know, breaking down barriers.
Exactly. A bridge builder in more ways than one. Tell us a bit about First-Hand Solutions and what you guys do there, please, Peter.
Yeah, look, we started the organisation in 2012 and basically we have a very simple mission, and that's to improve the lives of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people.
Yes.
And we do that through culture, we do it through employment and training, and we do it through economic development. So the art fair fits under that, all three.
Yes.
You know, and we have three projects at First Hand Solutions. We have the National Indigenous Art Fair. We have the Black Market, which is an all-Aboriginal market. We've been running around Sydney now for 11 years.
Okay, beautiful.
And it's also started to make its way around regional New South Wales as well. And we have a project called Indigigrow, which is we work with our local native plants.
Mm-hmm.
So we have two native plant nurseries here, and the majority of our work is around our local Sydney plants, because from where we are at La Perouse all the way through to Sydney Harbour, our plants are critically endangered. We only have 3% of our coastal plants remaining. So our young people, we employ our young people in apprenticeships, etc., and you know, and teach them about the plants, and then we grow the plants at the nursery, and we also grow native bush foods as well.
Sounded like a 12-pronged spear, my brother, in working with culture and in all aspects. Thank you for sharing, Peter, and listen, all the best to your team, and keep doing what you're doing. So the National Indigenous Art Fair is kicking on this weekend.
this weekend at the Overseas Passion Terminal in Circular Quay at the Rocks.
All right, beautiful. You take care, all the best, keep warm, and we'll yarn soon, Peter.
Thanks, Trevor. Much appreciate the time sharing with your listeners.
All the best, brother. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Deadly yarn there. Peter Cooley, his name is, CEO of First Hand Solutions and director of the Art Fair, the National Indigenous Art Fair. So that's happening down at the Overseas Passenger Terminal at the Rocks, Gadigal Country, down there at Sydney. So do check it out, your mob, happening this weekend. So if you're down there to watch football, down there on business or catch up with family, go check that out and support those deadly artists, entrepreneurs, those business people. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. We have 7 minutes left on the program. Got the news coming up very soon. Add to the conversation. 1-800-422-416. Yeah, Daily Track, Mainstream, and that's Yothi Yindi here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Trendy Trev, we're going to sign off. You mob, thank you very much for your company. And look, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong, and stay on board because we've got news coming up via NERS, National News Radio Service. Big shout-out to the NERS team. And thank you to Bama Bipa, management here, directors, as well as the team, the crew here, for the daily program, National Talk Black. This is Trendy Trev, sign off. Murray from Macquarie, and we'll yarn soon, you mob. Too deadly. Keep smiling.
Beyond the reef, where the sea is dark and cold,
my love has gone, and our dreams grow old.
There'll be no tears, there'll be no regretting. Will he remember me? Will he forget?
I'll send a thousand flowers where the trade would flow. I'll send my lonely heart for a lover so.
Someday I know he'll be back again with me.
Till then my heart will be beyond the reach. I'll send a thousand flowers where the trade winds blow. I'll send my lonely heart,
'cause I love him so.
Someday I know,
someday I know,
she'll come back again.
I'll come back.
Till then my heart will be beyond.